Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No, it's not on Ramos at all. None of those tonight were on Ramos. 75 to 80% of those are not on Ramos. That's the reality that we live in here. We're working on it every single day. We did PFPs today, stressing it. We have to be better as a pitching staff.
Gerard?
You talked a lot about Syndergaard's curveball usage before the game. He threw 23 today, but 11 strikes. Is it sort of a situation where the pitch serves its purpose, whether or not it's in the zone?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, so curveballs, you know, unless you're dropping it in their first pitch or they're swinging at it or swinging above it, you know, you really don't want to throw it in the zone very often. He did a great job of utilizing that pitch today. It slowed him down. I think that if he continues to do that and throws 20%, he's going to continue to have a lot of success with that. So he utilized it perfectly.
Jerry on the right.
Pete's talked so much this year, Pete Alonso, about the confidence he has his teammates and kind of he's kind of become that leader for you guys. What kind of tone does it set when he hits that ball in the first inning?
Yeah, I mean, it sets a great tone. I mean, we needed to get out early, kind of show everybody that yesterday didn't really affect us, and it didn't. You know, you come into the ballpark today, everybody's ready to go. Pete steps up, does that. You score five in the first, and, you know, it kind of shows everybody, hey, this team's not going to ever give up. You know, yesterday, that sucked. It was not fun for anybody, but they came to the field today to go and beat a very good team over there, and they showed up and kind of proved it to them in the first.
Dave in the front.
It was Gazelman okay? He seemed to be moving still pretty stiff. Is he still feeling some stuff from that?
No, he's fine. Yeah, he felt great today, actually.
And the other part of that is that, you know, you got Syndergaard kind of far before he got hurt, but then you had the relievers you wanted, and you still had to basically hold on for dear life. Is that how hard it's just been?
Yeah, it's hard right now. You know, even Lugo had to grind through his inning, which he did a great job of doing. You know, it's not easy. It's not easy for us right now, but tonight is a step in the right direction. No matter how it happened, we held the lead, and hopefully we can build off of that.
Thank you, Mickey.
Yep, thanks, guys.